AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel says four more hostages have been found dead in Gaza. Jackie Quinn has details.
Israeli Defense Forces spokesman Daniel Hagari says four families got the grim news.
Their loved ones were killed a few months ago during Hamas captivity in Gaza, and their bodies are still being held by Hamas.
Three of the men were in their 80s. They had been shown in December in a Hamas video begging for their lives. The fourth, a 51-year-old British Israeli citizen. Hagari says there are dozens more waiting for rescue.
We will keep on doing everything we need for their freedom.
In Jerusalem, a protest outside the prime minister's residence where Shay Dickman wants the ceasefire proposal adopted so her cousin in captivity can be released.
And for 125 families to reunite.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The White House is telling lawmakers President Biden's preparing to sign off on an executive order that would shut down entries at the U.S.-Mexico border once the number of daily encounters hits 2,500. The jury's been seated in Hunter Biden's federal firearms case, opening statements tomorrow. Saka Magani on the charges.
Hunter Biden faces three felonies after buying a gun in 2018, when according to his own book, he was addicted to crack. He'd said on a purchase application he was not a drug user. The trial comes after a deal to avoid prosecution fell through, and days after presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump's conviction in a hush money case. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is on trial on federal bribery charges, but he's filed to run for re-election as an independent. And Louisiana lawmakers have approved giving judges the option of ordering surgical castration for a person convicted of a sex crime against a child under 13. This is AP News. The typical compensation package for S&P 500 CEOs jumped nearly 13% last year, easily surpassing gains for workers. The median pay package, $16.3 million. And a fresh month of trading underway on Wall Street, Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks ended mixed following the latest signal showing the U.S. economy is slowing. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%. The Dow lost 115 points. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Several tech stocks, including Nvidia, ended higher, but energy stocks fell after the price of crude oil dropped. GameStop jumped more than 20%. A post on Reddit late Sunday indicated that Keith Gill, a central character in the original frenzy over GameStop 3 years ago, had built up a big position in the company. Treasury yields slid in the bond market after a report showed that manufacturing shrank in May. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.39%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
A snarl, and they're upon him. An ancient forest spirit at his heels. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. John Cho stars in Camping. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota, let's go places.